And here we come again. Well, good evening.
Good evening.
And good evening to some lovely people. I think someone is listening to us.
So, I hope so.
So, let's start with an introduction.
Let's start. My name is Ilona. Mm-hmm. And I've been here because I visited India recently for two times. And the reason why I'm here is I wrote a kind of short story, though it's not a usual short story. It's a true story and a mix of story and report.
Oh.
This is my memory of the two trips to India where I met some cute kids living on the street in a slum. Mm-hmm. No, you know, no shoes, no school, no future. And I was actually absolutely shocked about the poverty, because there is a lot of poverty in Germany too, but we haven't seen a poverty like this.
Not that level.
Not that level. Never ever. So I was really shocked of the poverty and about of the contrast between the very rich and the very poor people.
Yeah.
And anyways, I saw these kids who begged me to get some bananas.
Oh.
And that was the moment where I said, okay, this, well, you know, if it was not that tragic, I would laugh at it, because it was like Minions, you know, these cute kids coming to you. So first I had to think of Minions, but it was not that funny. I came back to the hotel and started crying, because, you know, I just couldn't resist. Mm-hmm. And that was where I took the decision, I have to do something about it, because, you know, sometimes you cannot do anything. Mm-hmm. Things just happen and you cannot do anything about it. But in my opinion, people take the decision, you cannot do anything, too fast.
Right.
They don't even try. Maybe I will not succeed, maybe I will fail, but at least I try to do something for these kids. So I organized a school for them. Oh. And indeed I sent a few of them to school. Okay. Well, so they, since my first trip was in March, and since April, the first four kids go to school, and another four joined in July. Mm-hmm. So it was amazing.
What do you want to make this book do? Like, how does this book work when you write this? What do you expect to happen next?
I don't expect anything.
Okay.
I try not to expect too much.
Nice.
If you write, it's just, first of all, it's my coming out. Because I've written a few short stories, real short stories, you know, invent fantasy. But this is the first short story I read in public. So it's like my coming out. But if I want to achieve something, maybe just to raise awareness.
Right.
There are a few sayings I love. The first is, the reason why the evil is on the rise in the world is that the so-called good people do nothing.
Okay.
The second is, it is not enough to be a good person. You have to do something. And we are not only responsible for things we do, we are also responsible for things we don't do. So I just try. And if many people do good things around them, not only around where they are, being in holidays, you know, I collect the trash on Maldives. Why not? It's a paradise and people destroy it. So just let's do something.
Right.
You can at least try. And when I see, okay, maybe there is something I can do, I try to do that. I try to improve things. And I try to improve circumstances.
It's like a very famous person from India once said, be the change you want to be. It was Mahatma Gandhi.
I like this man.
I'm sure everybody will like you as well. Why don't you give us a small sneak peek into...
Yes, but...
Something interesting. Maybe you take
well,
a moment
the story is in German, so I'd... that's why I'll try it as first read in German.
A little bit.
They
because you have to read it inside again. What time will you do this?
Oh wait, I would try to, maybe it's okay. I've got pictures on my mind. They exchange. Some of them are full of colors, and some of them are black or white. Some of them fade and disappear with time. Some of them stay. They are a memory. Memory of what has happened, or some of them show me what can happen. This is my, well,
nice.
my very, very fast translation. But
say something
so
in the
German. Wer mehr von der Geschichte hören will, ist herzlich eingeladen zu meiner Lesung um 20.30 Uhr ins Alte Rathaus zu kommen. Das Alte Rathaus, Rathausstraße 6, um 20.30 Uhr geht's los. Da können Sie die volle Geschichte hören. Ich würde mich sehr auf Sie freuen.
Well, thank you so much. It's all about
you're very welcome.
It's all about going bananas. So.
It's all about bananas, and I even have got some bananas with me. So if you feel like having a banana, I'm the right person.
Thank you.